Proclamation number 7537 of 2nd of March, 1960. Increased supply of grace before the end. In the end time, the measure of grace poured out on you increases because the demands on you are also excessive and because my adversary uses all his might to pull you down into the abyss. You humans are weak and in need of a great supply of grace. You are irrevocably lost if you don't receive help. You are dependent on an unusual supply of grace which, however, will also be granted to you because I love you and want to save you from ruin. For this reason you'll repeatedly experience unusual help in the last days. Although you will often not want to see it as help because you humans are often severely affected by all kinds of strokes of fate. But these, too, are to be regarded as means of grace, because you and your fellow human beings will be clearly informed of the transience of all earthly things and thereby also receive an indication of your actual destiny. Thus you will be made aware of yourselves and your task on earth. Everything that stimulates you to spiritual striving is to be regarded as a means of grace. But the greatest and most significant means of grace is the transmission of my word from on high. In the last days, faith has become so weak that even the Book of the Fathers is no longer particularly respected, that people no longer take my word from it, that they only read it according to the letter but do not value it as my address. Therefore I have to address them differently. I have to convey my word to people on earth again through messengers, through servants devoted to me. I must seek the opportunity to speak to people as a father speaks to his children. A bond must be established from the spiritual kingdom to earth. People's attention must be drawn to an unusual activity on the part of the spiritual world. How the individual person receives it depends on himself, on his will to do good and on his willingness. But it is an overwhelming grace that I myself address you in the last days and announce to you everything that is to come, that I initiate you into my eternal plan of salvation, that I enlighten you about all correlations, that I give you a testimony about myself and my nature, about my infinite love for you and about my eternal plan, through which I want to win you back again, you who once got lost to me. This knowledge, which I convey to you through my word from above, is a very special gift of grace through which you can still be saved from ruin in the lost hour if only you listen to me, if only you open your ear and heart to hear my voice. And the closer it gets to the end, the more abundantly I will distribute my gifts of grace, and again it will be possible for you humans to recognize me myself in every event which affects you. And only someone with a completely closed heart will not make use of the blessings which are so abundantly offered to him. But anyone of good will can make use of them. And anyone who immerses himself in my word, which is conveyed to you humans from above, thus also evaluates the gifts of grace, and he will feel it in his soul that he receives strength and will be able to survive the time of the end without danger. He will always be able to draw strength from my word, which is blessed with my strength. For people are weak and I want to help them in the coming time so that they will withstand all demands, so that they will also endure the coming battle of faith, so that they will persevere until the end. Amen.